I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today, we're reading from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 in the New Living Translation. It says this, "Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. Mind if I pray for you?" Oh, Jesus, this is a hard one. This is such a hard one. As I look back over my life, my prayer has been that this year I would be less selfish than I was last year. And so many times I look back and think, gosh, I'm more selfish than I was before. So Lord, help us as we pray this to be a little bit introspective. Not introspective to the point of hitting ourselves over the head for not measuring up to some standard, but just to look back on our lives and see even this past week on how we've lived our lives with other people. And Lord, help me to not only look after my own interests, but look after the interests of others. It's so easy to belly button gaze or navel gaze. It's easy to look at life through my own lenses and how can I get ahead and how can I do the things that I want to do. Lord, teach us what it means to be selfless, not in a doormat way, but in a joyfully relinquishing way, where we don't have to be enslaved to everything that we want and we have and we need and we think we need. Lord, instead, help us to consider that there are other people who struggle. And Lord, when we're hurting, I pray specifically for the person today who's just broken and hurting. Lord, I know that when I've been in those places and I've begun to look outside myself to see other people who have the same problems of brokenness and relational discord or whatever, it just hearkens my heart to do something about it. So I do pray for this holy excitement in those who are broken to begin to meet the needs of other broken people. Because Lord, you work through our weakness, you work through our brokenness, you work through our disappointment, you work through all the places in our hearts that aren't quite right. We don't have to conjure up ourselves to make ourselves good enough to be selfless. We just simply are broken and we watch for needs. So Lord, I pray you give us eyes to see the needs around us and give us the opportunity to be selfless. Lord, forgive us for trying to impress others. Forgive us for spending so much time in reputation management. And I confess that to my own disgrace, Lord, that there have been times in my life where I have thought much more of my own reputation rather than thinking about your reputation or building up the reputation of others. Help us to promote others when we feel overlooked. Help us to dignify others when we feel like we've been left out. Help us to take that energy of pain where we have been hurt and overlooked instead to just praise and help and love and spotlight somebody else. Lord, teach us what it means to be humble. The humble see you. You know the humble very closely, but the proud you know from afar. So help us not to think too highly of ourselves, but to humble ourselves under your mighty hand that we might be exalted at the proper time. We want to just choose right now to lay down our pride and thinking that we've got to be in control of our life or that we're the center of our universe. Instead, we humbly say we're sorry. Forgive us for being prideful. Help us to think of others better than we think of ourselves, elevating others, praising others, giving others the things we desire and we need. If we need praise, we give it to others. If we need to be noticed, we notice others. Help us to have that upside down kingdom in mind where the last is first and the first is last. Lord, thank you that you already know our interests and our needs and our wants. And we don't have to continually necessarily remind you of them. You know them. So we can rest in you and trust that you see us and that you will take care of us. I'm so thankful for that phrase from Keith Green. He says, do what's best. Do your best. Pray that it's blessed. And Jesus takes care of the rest. And so, Lord, help us to do that as well, that we just do our best. We pray that it's blessed and we know that you will take care of the rest. Help us today to be mindful of those around us. Help us today to serve other people who need to be served, and help us to find our dignity, our sanity, our worth in you alone and not in how other people think of us. I pray all this in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when life is overwhelming to you, or you feel like it's just hit you upside the head, choose to unburden yourself through prayer today, because God is listening to you, my dear friend.